seems to be a theme in the readings today. Out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The responsorial psalm, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Even the Alleluia verse, "Behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servants." And of course, in the gospel, Jesus heals two who were blind. I think they're trying to tell us something. Jesus heals the blind in accordance with their faith. Jesus heals the blind in accordance with their faith. In accordance with their faith, they act, they ask, and they prepare to receive what it is that they ask for. And in accordance with their faith, they are healed. My brothers and sisters, I think at times we get this wrong. We want the mystery or the hiddenness to be taken away first so that then we can act. But what happens in the gospel today is there is an action that makes the two blind men vulnerable. They are stepping out in faith. And because they have stepped out in faith, that which needed to be resolved or healed was resolved and healed. How often we ask God to fix something, to resolve something, to heal something, so that then we can act. Missing the opportunity that if we truly know God, if we know Jesus, if we know who he is, if we have entered into a relationship of life and of light and of love with him, we are given the gift of faith. Given the gift of faith. Faith invites us to act. Do we appreciate this gift of faith? Do we possess it, and do we use this gift? Because, in all honesty, the gift of faith is to act in accordance with its fulfillment, to ask, knowing who Jesus is, knowing his heart, knowing his love, to step into faith. Too many times in the seminary, guys in their discernment wanted God to make it absolutely clear that they didn't have to engage any sort of faith in order to discern whether or not they were called or not. Young people discerning marriage do the same thing. Make it obvious and clear. I'm sorry, both the vocation for marriage, both the call and the call to priesthood are both built upon the sacrament of baptism, which is a sacrament of faith. Our life is built upon a sacrament of faith. Do we actually act and move and live in the gift of faith? Or do we imagine that faith is somehow an embarrassment, a lacking? The gift of faith is a gift
that what we long to be fulfilled, we can begin to move and act now in its fulfillment. And brothers and sisters, do not be embarrassed by faith. Faith is given as a gift. And it is as powerful as seeing, because not who we are, but the one whom we have faith in. To act in faith and to act in seeing can accomplish the same thing. But to act in faith, knowing the one who is faithful and true, and believing in him, how much more awesome. So you can think of it that way, my brothers and sisters. We are invited into awesomeness. If you just want to see, like everybody else, and only act in accordance with what is before your eyes, I'm sorry, my brothers and sisters, that is not your Christian call. We, in Jesus Christ, are called to awesomeness, to act without seeing, because of the one who is worthy of our faith. Don't forget the gift of faith that you possess, my brothers and sisters. Amen.